This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Ah. The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
So, sharing chips with Terry Zweigoff, having sort of a chip draft. We each take a chip and say, with the first pick, this big barbecue chip.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's always, it's in the same bag, so it's always barbecue chips. But you go second pick, third pick until...
As long as it's not those cappuccino chips.
Well, I don't want to get started on that.
Disgusting.
And he says, what do you think about this movie idea I have for a good Santa? Are we going?
Yeah.
It's on right now?
Yeah, you're recording right now.
Oh, okay. Well, I don't want, like, we can't do stuff for the show. We can't be like...
Oh, yeah. Well, because it's... Well, yeah. I mean, should we just
We should just say what's going on.
So, okay, yeah. You go. You want to go? Or
yes.
Do you want me to go? You want me to say
I'll
it
go.
Or you want to say it?
I'll go. I'll okay. go. You go. You go.
All right. So I'm going to hand this off to Hayes. He's about to explain what's going on.
Okay. Thanks, John. It's our... It's our 100th episode. I don't know how to explain this without getting into like kind of technical. It's like wonky stuff, but that's good. I actually think that's good.
No, it's nice. And hopefully over the past 99 episodes, we've educated them to a point where
yes.
they can understand.
Mm-hmm. This is our 100th episode.
The mouth breathing cretins.
It's a flexion point during which... At the outset of
making show.
Yes. And at the outset of every episode, we are doing the show in subsidy of Earwolf and Scripps
Media.
Yes. And podcast media.
Why, yes, for listening audio tunes.
But
at the same time,
we have a contract.
Well, yes.
And when the contract time is
paper
over.
Rules.
It becomes
it's
paper.
Paper rules.
Yes.
And you have
paper law.
Laws. Mm-hmm. And the lawyers can see the paper and make decision and
yes.
also make big trouble for Scott, etc.
And so normally we would do a special, have guests on.
Oh, yes.
Famous guests.
Because we love our listeners.
Yes. But in this case, We kind of have to just get right to it, and we can't do a game or any of the segments that we normally...
None of the fun info you normally get because
do.
It would be basically doing ourselves a disservice to even mention any of that before we hammer out this contract stuff with Scott.
Yes. We are not technically employees of the... It would actually be against paper law, podcast law... to do a show without a contract, and we'd go to podcast jail, which is worse than regular jail.
It's worse food.
So we'll get right into it. We can do commercials.
Nice beds, though. They have Casper mattresses in podcast.
That's the great segue to what we are probably going to do, a Casper mattress commercial.
Or something like that.
We are allowed to do that, even though we aren't employees of the show. So commercial coming right up. Then into we're going to negotiate our contract with Scott. I think we have a lot of bullet points we have to get through.
Do we have a guest today too?
Yeah, we have Asif Manfi is here as
right,
well.
Right, sure.
Yeah. You'll get it's
you'll hear it.
Yeah. On Hollywood Handbook.
So I'm now furious mm-hmm. and William Goldman is holding his ground. He's
yeah,
going,
yeah.
It's a short surfboard. And mm-hmm. I'm saying, no, William, it's a long boogie board.
Yeah.
And he's like, well, then why can I stand up on it? And I'm like, because it's longer than most boogie boards.
Yeah.
And finally, I turn to Anna Kendrick, and I say, do you want to settle this? What do you think she said?
I don't think she said anything. I think she grabbed the board. and hit the surf vertically,
yes,
which is boogieing,
going
straight in head first,
yeah,
proving your point, I imagine. Is that wrong? That could be
no,
wrong.
I mean,
I wasn't there. She did say something?
No, it just makes me wonder if you've already spoken to Anna.
Oh, that is exactly what happened? No, I mean,
I don't like to have tricks played on me, so if you've spoken to Anna, just say it now.
No, I have not spoken to her. When you said, what do you think she said, it seems like you would
She didn't say anything, yeah.
Right, but that I would know what happened.
Yeah.
You didn't want me to...
I wanted you to guess wrong, and then I come in. I'm the hero of the story because I have the actual answer.
Okay.
It doesn't matter.
Hey, welcome to Hollywood Handbook, an insider's guide to kicking butt and dropping names of the red carpet linebacker hallways of this industry we call showbiz. Yes, it's our 100th episode. We don't want party.
The fanfare.
Balloon.
Sick of it.
Not any balloon.
Banner, not a single balloon because it's a litter. Ultimately, they're just litter.
And I get scared with the big... silver ones that I'll end up like that balloon boy and my dad will have
trapped
to
in the sky.
Go to jail.
Mm-hmm.
We did an episode a while ago. We talk about podcasting, finances and stuff. Every 25 episodes is an episodic quarter. That's when we renegotiate our contracts with the people at Earwolf. We have done those behind closed doors in the past per Scott Aukerman's specifications.
Mm-hmm.
It's time, I think, to bring them back out.
Back out into the sunlight. And it's for us, it's a matter of transparency being sort of the mission statement of the podcast.
Mm-hmm.
We want the entertainment industry to be stripped bare and exposed for what it is, warts and all.
Yes. And so we have Scott here.
Hi, guys.
To sort of talk this stuff out. But before we get into it with you.
Happy Hundo.
Oh, yes.
Okay. But we said we didn't want any of that stuff.
So. Well, we didn't get you any of that stuff. Mm-hmm. It was merely a sentiment. Well, you'll notice there's no cupcakes, not even one balloon,
right,
not even a giant hot air balloon.
Well, that's exactly what we said.
To take you to a separate location, another party.
We didn't want.
Yeah.
And don't want.
Thank you for saying that, by the way. It made the decision so much easier.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It probably was hard not to do it. So,
but as I was saying before, I was going to say before we get into it with you, Scott, before you started going off on your own thing, we have Asif Manvi here.
Very excited.
This was the only time you could do this.
Yeah.
And so what we're hoping to do, I guess, is get the contract stuff accomplished in this episode.
But just sort of in between the normal interview that we would have done with you.
Yeah.
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 But also be interviewing Asif, who...
How did you guys get this good of a guest? I'm blown away. This is incredible.
Yeah, I wasn't told.
Well, this is actually a great introduction for something that we like to do, because Asif, you have never been on an Earwolf show before.
Mm-hmm. No.
I would love to have you on my show instead of this show.
I'd like to do this show.
We could maybe just like end this show early and
yeah,
then
this
just
is a little
launch
awkward
into my
for me,
show.
Because I normally, when I...
You do the biggest shows.
Well, I do bigger shows and I'm usually like the only guest.
And you are.
You are the only guest.
That's going on. Like I'm not
really a guest. I'm more of an overseer.
I mean, this is definitely
he's
an awkward situation.
Here.
I feel like I'm in the middle of like a sort of a backdoor deal, closed door kind of
awesome.
Thing.
Oh, awesome. No,
the
no.
whole idea is that it's a front door deal and the door is open and the cats are released.
All right, well, listen.
That said, the door is closed to the studio because it makes for a better recording. Maybe that's where you're
just
confused.
Well, it just feels like this is not something that, I mean, I wish you the best in your negotiation for this contract.
Yeah, right.
I want you to get
I don't. Actually, I wish you the worst because that's my negotiating
position. I actually don't have any.
That's bad for us.
I actually don't care how this contractual negotiation goes.
Okay, well,
did
you
change your mind
you
or were you just being
Well, I was just being
one
nice
second.
Just now.
That's
and
right.
The truth is I don't care. And I'm a little, like, sort of, you know, confused why I was booked.
Come on my show
at
after
the same
this.
Time.
Well, let's see, Asif.
We're not going to do any contract negotiations. It'll just be like one-on-one, total 2 hour.
Snooze. That's like
snooze
every
fest.
Podcast.
No, come on.
Yeah.
Asif, we could.
How did you trick me into saying snooze fest?
snooze fest, which is actually the future name of our show.
Yes, well, after 100, part of our negotiation is, of course, we do want to call it Snooze Fest.
You want to change the title of your show to Snooze Fest? Guy, I'm not going to bend on that.
Snooze, you are saying it with a Z?
No, it's Snooze Fest. Umlaut U-S.
Oh, Snooze Fest?
Yes.
Like the chaw.
Yes.
Better. It's better.
The Dutch chaw.
So, Asif, if you stick around,
yeah,
maybe there's a little something in the negotiation, if we could carve something out for you.
Mm-hmm. In the negotiation?
Maybe this would make it a friendlier experience.
And I think if I was able to walk away from this with a piece of this show.
Mm.
Like back end or?
Like a back end piece of this show. I think that
points.
Would probably.
Points.
What might actually work is just money up front.
Oh, I see. So like a guarantee against the back end.
Against the back end.
Okay. Mm-hmm. A guarantee of
would make it worth it for me, I think.
Okay. Can I talk to you for a second without Asif here listening?
Absolutely.
Okay, Asif, take off your headphones.
Okay.
So guys, this is a get for you, I have to say. Mm-hmm. You have not had as good of a get on this show since, I think, Pauly Shore.
Mm-hmm, that was the big one for me.
Yeah. I mean, that was an amazing episode, I have to say. Congrats on that.
By the way, I did not take off my headphones. I can totally hear.
Oh, okay. Well, this is all compliments at this point.
You're saying.
Okay, now take them off. Okay, so now I think we got to give something up to him to get him to stay.
Because he wants to leave. Yeah,
yeah, you know, mm-hmm. I would really suggest, and you guys, the back end is yours to do what you will. I mean, you have.
I wasn't aware it existed.
Well, yeah, there's a cumulative total of 25 points, and you guys have mm-hmm. 1 point. Mm-hmm. And you can do whatever you want with your point. I assume you split it 60-40 between, you know, Hayes gets 60, you get 40, I would imagine.
That's been it so far, yeah.
Yeah, so, you know, but I would give up that point to Asif over here. Or you just try to get him to stay.
I give him my 40?
No,
I would totally give that. I would totally.
Oh, you're still listening? Oh,
I've been listening the whole time.
Oh, interesting.
I did not take off.
I'm glad he agrees. 60? I'm glad he agrees to it.
That's nice for us.
Yeah.
Wait, Asif, how much of their point do you want?
They have 1 point.
They have 1 point, and they have 100% of 1 point.
Okay. I have 60 points of that point, though.
Mm-hmm. And you have the other 40.
40, yeah.
So then I'll take the other 20.
Okay, can I be totally honest? A lot of my point I gave to Engineer Cody.
Oh no!
So he's not here today, but Sam, the engineer's here. He's reading a book or something. But
did he take his point and fly the coop?
He said he was just gonna look at it.
Yeah, and I haven't seen him since. That was about a month ago.
I knew if you guys gave him a point, I told you guys give the help a point. Yeah. They're going to take that point. They're going to go fly off to Hawaii or something. Mm-hmm.
You know how he leaves the recording in the middle every single time.
I always assumed it was to go take a dump or something.
We've come to that conclusion as well. This time he never came back.
Oh, no.
He took the point and he never came back. Oh. Can we do something that we always like to do and we have a guest who's never been on an Earwolf show before? This is, and Scott, the fact that you're here.
Slightly uncomfortable.
Normally we would tell all the other Earwolf hosts to get down and suck on
these. Get all the way down there, yeah.
But since you are here, we are still going to do that.
Mm.
And so we invite, and it's just like a thing. It
what does this mean?
It doesn't matter what it means. It doesn't mean anything specific. It's like sort of a broad catch-all.
I don't like the fact that you guys are doing that to newcomers. Asif, I want you to be welcomed with open arms. To mm-hmm. you know, I would love for you to be on, you know, our bigger shows.
Yeah.
Oh God.
Okay.
Oh, jeez.
Okay.
I got very emotional there.
You get emotional.
About Spawn.
Bigger shows like Spawn.
What do you think about Spawn?
Yes.
Oh, God.
Well, Scott, it was like holding a pixie stick very close to his mouth.
When I think about Spawn, I get really emotional, guys. It's a great show.
I would like to be on the bigger show.
I would love for you to be on. So I don't like the fact that you guys are asking newcomers to Earwolf to what now?
No, the newcomers stay straight up. And their mouths are
We tell
at
all
rest.
The shows who haven't had this good guest that we were able to get, hey, that show, you got to get down there and suck on these. And one way we might say it is we'd go, like, you talking you two to me? More like, we talking to Mond V, and you got to go take a
suck
pee.
On
or suck on
D.
Me. Suck on
I don't
D.
like
yes.
this. I don't
Something
that,
like that.
That's very uncomfortable for Asif here. I don't know.
And Asif then has to do the pledge, which is
I just have to do it?
Yeah.
All right. I.
Asif.
So far, so good. Asif.
never be on Earwolf show after this one again.
Whoa.
Yeah. Wait a minute. Wait
No.
And I don't know.
Maybe
that
you tell
and he'd be
maybe
on. And I'd be,
is that why Pauly Shore has not been on my show yet?
That's right. Yes, I made him promise to call me a homo live on air,
and you have to do that to not be on as well, Asif.
My entire purpose of being on this show was to get into the Earwolf?
Yeah, to get
Earwolf
in,
family.
Yeah, to put your foot in the door.
Yes.
Yeah,
to you put my foot
know the
as
name
it were,
and everything.
We're technically Earwolf adjacent.
Is it Earwool or Earwolf?
That's actually a great question.
Well, yes, because there's what it should be and what it is.
That brings up an interesting question to me.
Earwool is a thing.
It's Earwolf or
Earwolf is not a thing.
Well, it's a trademarked
right,
copyright.
But I'm just saying like Earwool is a, right. a thing like
that.
Like,
I can
make
picture.
Them warm.
Mm-hmm. Like I think Earwolf is as much of a thing as Earwool is a thing. I mean,
I've never seen an Earwolf.
I don't know. Earwool makes me think of earmuffs, which makes me think of old school.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You remember that movie?
Oh, man, I love that movie.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
Wow. So Vince Vaughn was on top. He was working at some kind of speaker store
this
or something.
This is pre-True Detective
Speaker
too?
City.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Speaker City, right. Mm-hmm. And I just remember laughing.
I have a shirt.
And so if I hear Earwool, it just makes me crack up thinking about some of those moments.
Right. See, it's already funny. Earwool. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But this brings
so
up
cold
a,
when
a,
it hits your lips, Scott.
Mm-hmm.
You're
it
my
brings
boy,
up a,
Blue.
A, thank you. It brings up a question to me. What is this Wolf Cool I've been hearing about?
Oh, yes. That's our own shingle.
It's a shingle.
Yes.
You guys don't have a shingle.
It's offshore.
No, there's no shit. You
can't control it. It's on Catalina Island.
Mm-hmm. That's
the money goes
of,
there.
That's
it comes
part of
back,
the United States.
It's nice and clean,
crystal clear.
Catalina, it's part of California. It's still under the jurisdiction of the laws there.
But it's off the shore. You have to,
and
agree
it's
with
in.
That.
It's off the shore of Catalina Island. It's like 10 steps into the water. Mm-hmm.
It's on a little boat where we did a flying fish tour.
No, 10 mm-hmm. steps off of the shore there, you're still bound by the laws. I realized that when I took a jet ski out there drunk and I got arrested.
Oh.
I'm sorry to shock you like that.
I just had a certain image of you as a businessman.
Well, I was wearing a suit.
Entail.
Does that...
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I was wearing
sort of
a business
a
suit.
Bond
yeah, it was
thing,
sort of
yeah.
a CAA type yeah. type suit. Yeah.
Okay.
Oh.
Anyway, no, you guys are not on Wolf Cool. You're part of Earwolf. I'm sorry about this. They're part of Earwolf. They're sort of
sorry,
the.
I was gone for a little while.
No, yeah. That's okay.
They're the redheaded stepchildren of Earwolf here.
Wolf Cool is a hot shingle with all the best new stuff, and mm-hmm. a lot of the new shows that mm-hmm. have launched have been out of there that have heat. And it's located on a small boat off Catalina Island with a big spotlight that makes the flying fish come out of the water at night.
Well,
and
that's nice.
Yeah. So,
And the spotlight also can cook the fish if you put it really,
yeah.
really close.
So it's like a hot spotlight? It's like a heat lamp?
Mm. No, I mean, it just gets, if you leave it on for a long time,
it takes
it gets
a long
hot.
Time, yeah.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Is the spotlight under the water or is it down on top of the
pointing
water?
Pointing off the side of the boat, yeah.
Off
yeah.
the side of the boat, yeah. Great.
But if it gets hotter if you splash water on it.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Let's get into a couple negotiation points. Last time you were good to us. You did get rid of, by the way, a conversation with Jeff Garland, which is what
yeah,
one of
that
our...
That was one of your sticking points and we got rid of that, yeah.
Yeah.
You got rid of Jeff, which was the side conversation.
Yeah. Well, we made him say that he was taking time off to do his television show. What is it? Meet the Garlands? What is it called?
Oh, right.
Yes.
That 80s mm-hmm. show?
Yeah, that 80s show, yeah. The sequel to that 70s show.
Yeah,
yeah. yeah.
Can I just say, by the way, this is the worst fucking interview I've ever done.
We're
life.
What?
Awesome. We're still
Let's
interviewing
get to you.
You. What?
I this is the
How come
It's
John
not a bad
left?
Interview of me.
This is embarrassing.
How come John left?
How come he left?
Mm-hmm.
Is he
you
gone
know,
now?
Because you left?
It was because I wasn't on the show mm-hmm. as much as I used to be.
Yeah.
And I think he got really sad.
Scared.
Just
he didn't have the support system.
Terrified.
He mm-hmm. didn't know like it was you could tell that he
was sort of an
he'd
throw to you and they'd cut away.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So he would go to my office
green
and
he would
like just open the door and like knock and yeah. open the door and there'd be nobody in there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's kind of an Emperor Has No Clothes situation
yeah.
with
no,
him, right?
Not really.
Where it's
it was
just
more,
like without Asif, who am I? What do I
right.
I have nothing.
It was more just the guy who he leaned on me a lot for emotional support.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Do you
so
spell office
like he would
do you spell office AAFIS?
Sometimes if I'm
They should say that.
That's not a bad idea for a sitcom starring you, though.
The Office.
The Office. Yeah. The Office. That's true.
Is that the show that we're carving out for you on the Wolf Cool Network?
Cool show.
Earwolf.
Good big opportunity.
Earwolf. Okay, it's a separate shingle. I'll allow you a separate shingle, not these guys.
Asif Hayes' funny question reminds me of one I have. Probably a lot of bad jokes have been made about your name sort of being as if.
Right.
But, like, what are some of the good ones you've heard?
I consider all of them good.
Yes.
You know, I don't, I've never had a problem with any of those, you know, slightly racist sort of remarks.
Yeah, that's
very name.
Yeah.
I've always been really game about it. Mm-hmm. So that's been
cool.
Do
you believe them to be slightly racist because the very idea that your name is different is pointing out something?
Right. Well, it's just the idea that, like, you know, like because somebody has a name that you're not familiar with, you can therefore sort of bastardize it and turn it into, you know.
Yeah,
but
something
like I said, I have been super into it and super game about it, you know, because I mean, it could just be an incredible need I have for white people to like me.
And why not play ball? And I feel like we've seen that.
Yeah.
You know,
play
you know,
ball.
Seen,
and you'll
seen
try
the
and
guy. We've seen the guy who's like, hey, don't make fun of my name. You know, boring.
Yeah. Right. You want to try and assimilate. You want,
exactly. Exactly.
Just play ball and let the white people give you things like shows.
Like, you know, when white people make fun of you, I'm always like, go with it.
Thank you.
At least they're giving you attention.
Yes.
And that's what I always have. That's been my kind of. And, you know, and that brings me back to John and the attention that he gave me.
Yeah. John's wife.
You
know,
let me ask you a question. Read John.
Right. Yes. And let's say really loudly.
Couple years into your time on the show, you're on top correspondent. Jessica Williams, Jason Jones, Wyatt Cenac, they're chewing on your dust. Mm. You go into John's office and you say it's time to work out new terms.
Terms. Yeah, yeah. I need to be paying Asif Mandvi a little bit more money.
Yes.
Which is the same terms I think we can negotiate here.
Great.
I would go into John's office, say I would speak in the third person because I did.
You guys have never tried that before.
Yeah, it helps. If you go into a negotiation, say Asif Mandvi would like some more money.
Okay.
Then immediately he does. It's kind of like a smoke and mirrors thing. Like he doesn't.
Then
know.
It's as if you are your agent.
Yeah, I would know how to respond to you.
I'd you'd be like, wait, I love Asif. I don't want to. You know. Yeah. So
right.
You could try that. Why don't you try it right now?
Yeah.
Well, we...
Okay.
Tell you what, why don't you, Sean, speak in the third person and Hayes, you speak in the fourth person.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, yeah, that's...
The fourth person is time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, time. Exactly. It's like the fourth dimension.
Yes. Yeah.
So if you could speak from the future...
Okay.
That would be great.
Asif Mandvi wants more money.
Done. He's a great talent. I want to keep him around, of course.
Hayes got a bunch of money from Scott. He's very happy. He got Spont.
Wait, I gave you Spont?
Yes.
We own Spont.
I would never give you Spont.
You did. Well, I'm just telling you about the future.
Ugh. Me and Asif own Spont now.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what that is, but I love it.
Oh, you'd be perfect for it.
Yeah? You'd be great. I would love to have you on Spont.
I'm on it. I'm on it.
Paul F. Tompkins podcast. It's so many more listeners than this
I'm
one.
I'm on it.
Great. Let's set that up.
I've already been on it because I'm now...
Yeah. Now you're speaking from the fourth person.
I'm fifth person.
Whoa.
Yeah.
I don't even know what that is.
I used to be on that thing, and then I'm not on it anymore.
Or something.
Wow.
I was so over it because I've been there, done that with the Spont.
Yeah, boring.
Well, that was successful. You got Asif more money.
Which is huge for this show.
That was a great negotiation tactic.
Yes.
And now on to the boys.
Mm-hmm. Time for the boys. And Hayes, quickly, would you want to tell one other podcast to suck on these?
Yes. It's weird for some of the ones that are all girls.
Yeah, I wouldn't suggest doing that.
Don't do that.
You're not going to do this to crybabies, or
well,
please don't.
It's weird because OMFG was recorded just before we came
this.
In here,
don't,
and I shook their hands
this.
And stuff.
Yeah, so then,
and I shouldn't do like it's they're like we had such a nice interaction.
Yeah, it was.
I shouldn't tell them to get down and suck on OMFDs. I shouldn't have done that.
Please don't.
And now I'm in the future, and I'm saying. That was a mistake.
Right, in retrospect.
Why would I do it to their face if you're going to do it?
Ugh. Well, that's sort of what I'm describing.
Oh, God.
Now, this has been pretty seamless so far. Asif, the brink of what?
The brink of love.
Mm. Oh.
Now I'm watching.
Yeah.
That's the brink.
That is, that's, I mean, that's the big misdirect on the on the show, which is that you think that the show is about the world coming to the brink of
very
all
quickly.
Out.
Scott, can I have my own trailer?
Yeah.
You mean like a movie?
I think, wait.
Like
I
a movie trailer?
Manvi, yeah.
Like, yes. It? Oh, sorry. Asif Manvi wants his own trailer.
Okay, yeah, you can have.
Thank you.
You can have actually like a trailer, like a
teaser.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. No. You can have a teaser trailer. I'll give you one teaser trailer that's 15 seconds long that's just like you shrouded in darkness. Mm-hmm. And then suddenly the light comes up on you and you're like, guess who's back? And then Hollywood Handbook.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And there wasn't a first movie. So
yeah.
That will be.
So, well, guess it's for the podcast.
Back.
Yeah.
Back again.
Uh huh. So I'll give you that.
That
and
you
can have a vehicle.
And I'm going
to
have a full on.
Yeah. To hang out, just, to, you know, like a chill zone, just to hang out in between podcasts that you do for us.
Great. I'm okay with that, guys.
So when this wraps, you'll have like about probably just, you know, showbiz, hurry up and wait. You'll have like 4 hours and then we'll start spont up and then you'll have just like another 5 hour period where you just kind of like hurry up and waiting.
Okay.
And then we'll do CBB after that. So,
okay.
Yeah, it'll be great.
All right.
We'll set it up however you like. We'll
Sean's
have candles
trying to,
in there.
Can we let Sean drink water for a second, please?
Water. Yeah, Sean,
can we hear
drink
you
water.
Drink water? Oh, that's, yeah.
I got to get
oh,
in on
yeah.
this.
Oh, yeah.
He makes it
time to
sound and look very good.
Yeah. Oh, yes. Nice. Oh.
I'm worried about people having an emergency pee in the car.
From the water.
Oh,
again.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
If you're listening to this on your way to work, please don't pee in your car.
If you please have a Gatorade bottle with you.
That would cripple our industry, by the way.
That's the only bottle that works.
Because of the wide mouth.
Oh, come on.
Oh, come on, Scott.
I'm saying that would cripple.
Get real.
That would cripple our industry. If we found out that podcasts created peeing in cars, this whole industry would be shut down. So please don't do
that. I think we're good. I just read an article about how big we are. So
that's a great idea for a show, peeing in cars with comedians.
Hey.
That would be actually.
There's another one for you. You have like more.
I got four of them.
You have more great ideas in 15 minutes than these guys have had in 100 episodes.
And like
I said, we don't want any celebration of the 100 episodes.
No,
good.
It's
like,
stupid.
It's just another.
Dumb. It's just every other day.
It's a number.
Same. Yeah, to us, it's
numbers
all about
fake.
Maintaining the same quality as the other 99.
Mm-hmm.
Who had the $1 million arm?
Well, I would say.
Was it John?
Did John Hamm.
John had the
$1 million
arm.
You know, his arm is worth $1 million.
He's the one who endorsed that $1 million check that he got.
He did.
At the start of filming, and then the $15 million one he got at the end of filming.
Is that what he got? You know for a fact.
Yeah, he's
a
good buddy of mine, and we play poker together, and he bet it at one point.
The entire check.
The entire check. Yeah.
He was like, I don't even need this.
Yeah. No. Well, he bet. He was like, I know I have this good hand. Yeah. I know it, and he was betting against us, just like everything we had in our pockets. But it was his $1 million arm check.
Yeah.
But he got it.
And it was $15 million.
It was $15 million. But he got it. It was two aces. He got it.
Speaking of $15 million. How's Howl going, and when do we see that?
You guys are on Howl.
Good.
Your guys' listenership should listen on Howl to get you more money.
Well, and if you want to hear the first negotiation, go ahead and subscribe to Howl. It's the only way to hear the first negotiation that we did, and it's older.
See, this is what we're doing. Per your specifications, Scott, all our episodes now are in reference to an episode from
that they're going to want to hear
before. Previous guests, we talk about
thank
what
you.
Happened
I,
last
I asked
time.
You to do that, so thank you. Yes. I appreciate that.
And this episode is Howl exclusive, of course. So if you
it's
are
not, no, you can listen to it right now. I mean, it will be in about, you know, half a year. But you guys are not paying attention.
I'm in the
to
future.
Here.
You remember,
guys,
I'm in the future, Scott.
Right.
That's true.
Yes.
You guys are not paying attention. You have a great guest here. You're talking to me. Talk to Asif here. Come on.
I was gone again. For
yeah.
What do you think of Howl, Asif?
Don't ask him about Earwolf stuff. Ask him about.
Know.
He's not
it's
interested.
No.
He's not interested. Ask him about his own career.
Do I own it now? Do I own part of Howl?
You have one point on the worst, or not worst, no. but least popular
least
shows.
Least popular, yeah. yes. Okay. Least listens.
It's about
worst things, popular for sure.
Worst popular. Worst popular.
Things are about to change, I think, on that.
Well, you're on now. Oh, I'm expecting.
I'm on now. I think I can get a lot of my. Not celebrity friends, just like my regular friends who are not celebrities.
Mm-hmm. But who want to be celebrities.
Who want to be.
Are you that down to earth? You still have regular friends?
I keep a lot of regular friends.
Wow, what are their names?
From what?
You know, they just have normal names.
Like what?
Yeah, those two cricketers?
Those, yeah.
$1 million, huh?
Yeah, the two cricketers, the two Indian kids.
Oh, were they in that movie?
Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah.
The two, they're my regular friends. Yeah.
But they were in that movie.
they're like regular people. They're regular people, you know?
But, wait, so are some of your regular friends also movie stars?
Yeah.
Because they're regular people?
Yeah.
To you, they're regular because...
I'm regular.
You're regular.
I'm regular, and they're regular. Everyone I know is regular.
So you know? Who are your friends then?
Just basically those two guys.
Oh,
mostly just other Indian people.
That's a tight crew.
Sounds like a good posse.
It's just me and like other sort of mid-level Indian celebrities.
Love to be in that bull sesh.
Yeah, it's kind of awesome. It's just, you know, it's like we're all
awesome.
Kind of awesome.
A-A-S. And what?
U-N.
You're being racist again, Hayes. Come on, man.
Hey.
Do people sometimes ask you about Slumdog Millionaire by accident when they're trying to think of Million Dollar Arm? And isn't it good that we're not doing that?
yes. They asked me about Slumdog Millionaire, which you know, I don't mind. Again, I go with it because I'm really into all that stuff.
Like, that movie was popular, too. If you can get some runoff pee from that movie.
If they can confuse Million Dollar Arm
with Slumdog,
which made a lot more
money.
And won Oscars.
Yeah.
Then I'm cool with it.
Some runoff Pinto?
I will. I often get mistaken for Dev Patel, and that is
people ask you about the newsroom.
Okay with
baby.
Me.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's okay with me.
Yeah.
Or Cal. Penn.
The snooze room.
Skins, original Skins.
Maybe that's what your show could be called, The Snooze Room.
The Snooze Room.
The Snooze Room.
Okay, The Snooze Room.
The snooze I like
room.
Snooze.
Pack of snooze.
I like snooze.
And is it snooze like the tobacco that we used to advertise
it's
for one
like,
week?
It's not oh, like that.
Well,
it
you
is
guys
that.
Stopped, but we've continued to advertise it
have you?
As much as
no.
we can.
They're yeah. slowly.
Because it was never about the money for us. It was about the snooze.
They're slowly consuming maybe, more and more of the show like you, mouth cancer.
Have you tried calling it maybe snooze?
Ooh,
with an apostrophe?
A glottal. Is that a glottal? What is that?
Oh, yeah. How do you...
Snooze.
I'm forgetting my Eliza Skinner. How do you write down a glottal sound, do you recall, from your acting days?
I think it's you just put an apostrophe.
Oh, right. Okay, I'm a podcaster now, so I'm not an actor anymore. So that's what talking to an actor.
Exactly. So I think rather than snooze, which is confusing, because it can be confused for snooze and you don't want that. Because that's a kind of a sleepy downer.
Yeah,
it
what
is.
You might want to consider is snooze.
Snooze.
Wonderful glottal stop there.
Snooze.
You are a trained actor. You're an amazing talent.
No.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Thank you. I'm.
What's your ultimate
let's just
role?
Talk about that.
What is your ultimate role? The role you want to play someday. Is it Shakespeare? Is it Mamet? Is it modern? Is it classical?
I will say this question. This is our guest, and so
we're asking.
One question
it.
Equals one point.
Yes.
Sorry, this won't count against you guys' time. This episode will be 5 extra minutes. Just for, this is by the way, this is an episode of Comedy Bang Bang in the middle of you guys' show. Is that okay?
That seems fair.
Okay.
That seems like
seems
it would be great
for us. Yeah.
Okay, good. Yeah, yeah. So this 5 minutes of your show will have 200,000 listeners instead of the 2,000 that you guys can. Okay, great.
Two and a half.
What is your ultimate role? What do you want to do?
I think that if I mean, again, yeah, I feel like you're asking me a serious question. So
I am.
I'm gonna answer as an actor and, you know, as a legitimate somebody who's trained in the theater and all that. And I think that I would like to play Ado Annie.
Ado Annie from Oklahoma.
From Oklahoma.
You're just a girl who can't say no.
I'm just a girl who can't say no. It's
I love
not
that
a real,
non-traditional casting.
It would be non-traditional casting because they've never had an Indian person play that role before.
I'm talking about the woman part of it.
An old-fashioned slut.
An old-fashioned That is one of her songs.
Mm-hmm. Is that what appeals about the role to you? Just to be that slutty, to just be that loose?
Yeah, slutty and loose. Sort of an old timey way. And wear a petticoat.
Just getting destroyed. Where you just allude. By
yeah, where you have to, back in the day, you just had to casually allude to getting
just torn.
Just absolutely demolished.
Right.
Yeah.
And we'll be right back with more Comedy Bang Bang. All right, guys. Hopefully that worked out for you. That little gift I could give you for your 100th. It's all I can do.
Yeah, well, great. And so that is that what they do on Comedy Bang Bang?
Yeah, that's part and parcel of our show. That's exactly what. If you've never listened to Comedy Bang Bang before, it's just straight interview show, just where we ask about people's careers.
What their dream role is.
Yeah, yeah.
Sort of like.
Exactly.
Okay. I thought it was a bunch of games and shit.
You guys, I mean, you were on once. Is that what we did?
No, we were kind of bummed. We had been ready to play some real games.
Yeah, we had a lot of stuff prepared for the riddle and stuff.
Yeah, we had riddle ideas.
Yeah, well, you know, sorry about that, but you guys kind of, I took it into a different direction. All right, so.
Asif.
Back to Asif here.
Friggin' dude, just like what is next? At this point, you know.
Right.
Start it up.
It's whatever, like, here's the thing. What I want to say about next is that whatever, it comes like this, and I'm just going to say it. What happens is that when you, so I've come this, now I'm here, and then I've, so what, it would be a tribute to, I feel like I could definitely make something out of that.
Yeah. That's good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I'd be excited about doing that.
Yeah. So what, I mean, what is it? What does a guy like you do?
You have to say now back on Comedy Bang Bang.
No. This is total Hollywood handbook style question here. Yeah. What does a guy like you do to not have fun?
That's a good question. Here's the thing with me. I don't even, that sort of way of thinking doesn't even register with me because I'm all about fun. I'm all about having fun and I will take every moment and make it and extract the most fun out of it.
Fun or funny? Which one's a better word for you?
Yeah.
One is longer.
Yeah.
And I like, I think so. And that for me.
You're fun
like,
from your knees up.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. I don't know what that means.
Mm-hmm. Add a knee to fun, and that's
fun.
You.
It feels fun. It feels fun, whatever it is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'll go with funny because it's a longer word.
I don't know. Why did I do it?
How?
At what point did you know you were funny? Was it in the womb? And if so, does that mean you believe life begins at conception?
I don't think that life begins.
Ever.
No, I think
really.
I think it's just we.
So you believe?
I heard some ladies get off during when they're having a baby.
They get off.
Yeah.
You mean like
it causes some sort of an orgasm?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I heard if you don't have an orgasm when you conceive, you have it when the baby comes out.
Yeah, that just gets held over.
Wait, there's an actual orgasm bigger, that happens when a woman is having a baby?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Is that incest? Is that incest?
It sort of is, because the baby caused the orgasm.
Like having an orgasm that is instigated by your.
I think 75%.
Your baby having sex with your baby in a way.
Is that weird? Like, that's kind of.
Yeah, 75% of births are incestuous, I read.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That didn't happen with my mom. She was mad at me.
Really?
And you've been making up for it ever since?
Yeah, well, she's gone. But
please, mommy, will you have an orgasm? Always following her, asking her that. Do you believe, Asif, that life, actually, when you're born, it ends and that we are truly the walking dead?
What is life? I mean, how do you define it? I don't know how you define it.
Yeah.
So it's a conundrum.
Backwards, it's like evil.
I don't know, right? That's right.
You know?
If you mix up the words.
Yeah, or elfi.
Elfi, file. Yeah.
Getting into a creepy territory here, and maybe
you just
back
rearrange the words
little,
back into what they
just
were.
The Walking Dead stuff, and I can feel the mummy stuff coming, and so maybe we get into a more positive area.
That is the natural.
Freak our listeners' beans a little bit.
It's good to cut it off right before the mummy stuff.
Yes, and you can sort of sense that they're near.
And then there's probably something we get into about mummies
having an orgasm when they give birth or something. Hayes. And we don't want to.
That's a good call. Let's bring it back into positivity.
And how much more episodes can we get out of this, Scott?
So you're asking me, you want to negotiate to do more episodes?
Yeah.
Okay. Well,
for certain things, we want a TV in our room.
You want a TV in your room at home?
No, in our room here.
Oh. Mm-hmm. So the recording studio that we all use, you want a television in here. Look, I told you guys in one of our previous negotiations, it costs us about $500 to have you guys do every episode.
Mm-hmm.
And you have not recouped
sunk cost.
It costs $500 to do
just to be here for the rent, for the pay, the salary, right, for the equipment, the hosting fees. Mm. The just every episode of every show costs about $500.
$500,
and you've had 100 episodes now.
Mm-hmm.
You know how much money that is?
That's $50,000.
$50,000. And we how much money have we seen in advertising for you guys?
Ooh, I haven't crunched the numbers in a little bit.
Now, to
what were they the last time you crunched them?
Well, the old numbers that I ran?
Yeah.
It was low. I think an ad costs $75, and we've had like four.
Now, Scott, to build your business model on, say, someone building a skyscraper in Dubai and hiring slaves, essentially, from Bangladesh to...
That's not how I run a business, but go on.
To build a skyscraper and saying, okay, well, you'll pay a certain amount for lodging, and then with your salary, you can like sort of make that money back. Mm. Is that what inspired you, or was it sharecropping?
You guys are not paying the $500. We're paying the $500.
Mm. Right, but we're also not able to send money home to our families in Bangladesh.
Well, that's your choice.
I hate it. Is it much more of this that I have to sit through?
How much more does...
Hold on, let me see. Did we start? Oh, I got a text message.
Why are you bringing up your calculator app?
A while ago.
Why are you bringing up your calculator app?
There's an algorithm Hayes and I use to know if an interview is going well.
No, I have that. I've already tapped into that
We're
algorithm.
We're in the red.
That's some beautiful mind shit. You just did it in your head.
Yeah, I just did it already. I didn't need the
What's the verdict?
App.
Like your character in The Internship.
Yes.
He's good at math.
Oh boy, yeah. Well, remember the professor
you're
trailer?
A skillful interviewer, by the way.
Mm-hmm. You were a skillful internshipper.
Mm-hmm. And because the Wedding Crashers are back.
Right.
Now, did they really think that's Professor X in that wheelchair?
They did. They did.
Oh, God.
So, and they were just rolling the cameras, hoping to get something?
That was not supposed to be in the movie.
Wow.
That was an outtake. We were waiting
I love
for
these
action.
Stories.
Mm-hmm. Vincent Owen would just like, oh, this is a cool campus. Let's walk around and check it out, because they'd never been to school.
It was a location scout, essentially.
And
they
were just basically looking, and then they freaked out when they thought that it was Professor
Xavier.
And then Professor X pointed at the cameras and said, "Gotcha, bitch."
Yeah, he was very confused because he was a student there. He was a student,
right.
He complained to the film crew.
Oh wow, because he was an old man.
He was old, and he was. I'm like, I'm studying here, and then I'm being harassed by
movie
stars.
He's like, I'm going to night school during the day.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So that was a good catch. Yeah, but it stayed in the movie, and
it's one of those iconic film moments.
It's one of those things that I've always said, film as a filmmaker myself, I've always said, film everything.
Mm-hmm.
Because you never know what you're going
to do. Sleeping even. Everyone's sleeping.
Mm-hmm. You brought
going to the toilet.
Making your own films. I'm going to get this wrong. Rosewater?
Yeah. Rosewater is my movie that I made about Iraq.
Yes.
And the war in Iraq.
Freedom.
And freedom, and then just the whole concept of like what it was, what that was like.
You dudes love getting high.
I do.
Oh, so badass.
Yeah.
Can I guess what was it like? Was it cool?
What was what?
What was the point of the film? You said you were showing what it was like. It was pretty cool.
It was cool, and it was hot there. It was very hot. It was like
that's what I meant.
Desert.
Temperature.
And so it was mostly about like how hot it was and how people
don't know. They
people
have
don't
to know.
Know like they talk about the war in Iraq, and they're like, "Oh, should we have gone in? Should we have not gone in?" But what people don't talk about is how fucking hot it is.
Yeah.
There.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of waking up, off screen backstage on internship, did Vince Vaughn ever tell you the truth about 9/11?
He did. He often did. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. It sometimes seems like cutting in, like when you come in on a shot at internship, he's just finished talking about jet fuel.
Open fire can't melt steel.
There were, a couple of, the thing was really, cause there were a couple of times that I would be taking a nap in like the cooling tent, because it's also very hot in Atlanta because we shot it. I'd be in the cooling tent.
It's like the Iraq of the United States.
It's like the Iraq of the United States. It is. And I would be sleeping, and then I would be jarred awake, and he would just always be getting right to the end of the story about what happened at 9/11. and then he'd be like, and that's what happened.
And you don't want to say, oh, go back.
And then you'd be embarrassed, and then I would like, oh, I got to stay awake. And then next time,
you'd be embarrassed to be like,
do it again.
Excuse me, Mr. Vaughn, I was napping during your story. Could you back up?
I heard the story three times.
He hates it.
And all I ever caught was like the last 10 seconds of it.
Well, it's all out there. Google, Tower 7, Bilderberg Group, USS Liberty, Reichstag. I mean, it's all, you know, it's pretty, you know.
I know you're really into that.
It's just, well, in Project for the New American Century.
Yeah, sure.
A little think tank Bush put together and...
So what are we doing here, Scott? We move.
Sorry.
Just looking at the products, we move.
Yeah.
Casper mattress, we move. Razor, Harry's.
Has anyone.
Funny cards.
Have you converted any listeners to actually getting a mattress?
The mattress has been a sticking point.
We're not saying that there are sticking points on the mattress, by the way.
Most of our listeners have.
Unless you want that.
Most of our listeners have either a Murphy or a Trundle bed. It's either got to be in their wall, in their one-bedroom studio, or it actually slides out from beneath their parents' bed in a sort of drawer.
And their parents don't know that they're there.
What is it about your listeners that is the case? Because I've seen your numbers, 99% Murphy bed or Trundle bed. It's crazy.
And Casper, I don't know that they can accommodate that yet, and fingers crossed it's coming in the new year.
Well then maybe snooze is the right word then in that case.
Snooze.
But we had, for Cards Against Humanity, we had a lot of people go to the store, open the pack of cards in the store, copy down
what they all wrote,
what they said, and then on put their them own on. Set of cards.
And then they bought a set of blank playing cards, and then which are more expensive than the game Cards Against Humanity.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But we manufacture those.
Yes. Okay. You guys, look, I want merch for you guys. We have not seen that we'd been able to sell any kind of merch for we would have enough numbers to justify.
I guess it would require.
Why don't we start here, though? Blank playing cards.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Hollywood Handbook, blank playing cards.
Wolf School brand playing cards.
Not Wolf School.
Now, do the playing cards, are they just, they have faces of celebrities on them? Or?
They could, I guess. Yeah, I mean, on the back.
Hollywood types, or is it just
blank? It's like a king.
And who's the king of Hollywood? Who would be
the king? Christoph Waltz, the king.
Christoph Waltz, that's good. I like that.
Who's the king of Hollywood to you? Who's the queen of Hollywood to you? It's Christoph, and who's his lady?
Yeah, who's he get to marry?
And the throne by his side.
Great question.
And I know the answer, but I want
you
to hear
you. Do know
it
the answer?
You.
Is there a correct answer? Or are we just brainstorming a business idea right
Farrah
now?
Farrah Fork, Alex from Wings.
Alex from, right, is that who?
That 90s TV show, Wings?
Yes.
That 90s show is a different.
That 90s show is coming
Why didn't
soon?
They do that 90s show? They did that 70s show. They did that 80s show.
Well, I think Off the Boat is set. Oh, then
here's a problem I have speaking of these decade things. The same people loved the 70s, the 80s, and the 90s VH1. You didn't get some people that loved the 70s and a new crop to love the 80s?
Yeah, what if Michael Ian Black was like, sorry, guys, I just love the 80s.
He loves that.
I don't love the 90s.
He loves it as much
and
as
is,
the 90s.
Is arguing for his favorite decade against being like, nah.
What if he was on I Love the 90s and he was like, oh, this is terrible.
Cool.
Yes.
It's just like you see the one guy loving the 70s, then the guy who loves the 80s comes in and is like, oh, no, I'm going to let you finish, but the 80s was the best decade of all time.
Mm-hmm. That's good.
Yeah.
Did you ever do one of those, Asif, one of those shows? I Love the 80s.
No, I never, on those VH1 things.
Yeah.
No, that's those pop-up things where they'd like,
That's a mess.
Lonnie Anderson could be
the queen.
Whoa. Okay.
Such a beautiful lady.
Sorry, Farrah.
Right?
You'll be the six or something.
Such a dynamic woman. Have you seen her recently?
Oh, Lonnie?
Yeah.
Yes, yeah, so just talking of the 80s.
I've seen her, as, but only as a blur because she's so dynamic. She's always on
the
move.
Yeah, she, a lot of people don't know this. She can walk 65 miles an hour.
Is that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I think you're talking about a cheetah.
Well, she took the powers of Stroker Ace's race car when she did that movie and transferred themselves to herself, transferred those powers to herself.
Yeah, I don't think that's possible.
Mm, well, you know.
To do.
I think
you're talking about a cat.
Let's stop before we start talking about the Joker of Hollywood because
obviously
scary.
It's Jack.
This is the topic we don't necessarily, because you know.
It's also, you know, the Joker of Hollywood we all know is Academy Award winner.
Heath.
No, not Heath. The new Joker.
Leto.
Yeah.
Leto.
And just talking about it, because, you know, playing that role can sort of infect your personality and make you very scary and want to do bad, chaotic acts.
Mm-hmm.
And so can talking about Joker. And if you say it too much, he bursts through the door and injects toxin.
My greatest fear is that I'll embrace chaos for its own sake, and I feel that I'm always just...
At the precipice?
On the brink of doing it. That's for you.
Back around to the brink.
And what time is that
Skillful. Mm-hmm. Skillfully done.
That's a great question. What time is that show on?
It was on. It's now just you can watch it at your leisure on HBO Go.
I prefer to do that. You know what I mean? Like, why have these shows that are on at specific times? Just watch everything at your leisure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know? Well, like, why watch everything on the go?
I like watching in the morning.
Sit down, relax.
Well, wakes me up.
Huh?
Wakes me up in the morning. It's my coffee.
Your alarm clock? Do you set your TV to be your alarm clock so that it wakes you up with the brink?
Previously on.
The brink.
Right. Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm ready.
Freaking bomb!
Let's start the week.
Okay. Cancel the cold shower. I'm up.
I got to try that.
Might not be as
you're saying that you embrace.
What's your the brink, though?
Right,
you
know?
Everyone else gets the brink to wake them up in the morning. But what's that for you?
What gets you up every
what
day?
What stops you from hitting the snooze button? And I just brought it
back. Nicely. I like how this is all tying back together.
Now it's an interview.
Yeah, now it's real.
Mm-hmm. I just have my
iTunes, you know, just Joan Baez. In the morning. I'm pulling out old references.
When I say goodbye at the end of the show, I'm going to say Baez.
And that'll be awesome.
And then, and then you guys will kiss
so
twice.
Many callbacks. Is it almost too many?
Yes. It's going to push me over the edge.
How's the algorithm? Are we in the black?
Oh, yes. We're just touching. Well, it's turned green.
Does that mean it's for
money?
It's sick. It means it's ill.
That means it's not working.
Let me pour some medicine in.
Oh, I don't think you're supposed to put water on your iPhone.
No,
he really did pour some water on his phone.
Why did you pour water on your phone?
Oh, wow.
That was a visual gag that you did on a podcast.
Sam, if he does a dangerous bit like that, you're going to want to take a picture.
Sam, what book are you reading today?
That was a wasted bit.
Yeah. What book are you reading today?
Not reading a book.
Okay.
No. Also, happy 100th.
I could have guessed that.
No, thanks.
Look at this guy.
Yeah, not really the book type.
You were saying earlier that you were embracing chaos theory.
No. Chaos theory is...
Not chaos theory. That's very different. Listen to Jeff Goldblum in Jurassic Park 2.
That is why I poured water on my phone to see which way the drop would go.
Maybe you're trying to see... But you were embracing chaos, you said.
Yes, yeah. I fear that
anarchy.
I'll embrace chaos. And
you fear that you will.
Chaos for its own sake, and that I'll just desire to watch the world burn like Mr. Leto. He's demented.
He's damaged. Right. He's damaged.
Mm-hmm, and it's
like his tattoo says.
And his tattoos.
Is he playing the new Joker? Is that the idea?
Asif, if you haven't seen it, do yourself a favor and avoid it. Yes, he's playing the new Joker.
Oh,
and it's the
Jared?
Most, mm-hmm. Ugh, the image.
I wish the other Jared was playing the Joker.
Yeah, I was going down that road as well.
Yes.
Jared from Subway.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Guy,
like,
that guy would
like
be good.
He's truly demented.
He would
and that's
be
what
good.
You need in a Joker. Yeah, imagine him with a white face and green hair.
And we don't like to say, by the way, whether the stuff he did was good.
We don't take
bad.
A stance. What we will say is,
it's not that kind of show.
Wasn't he like having sex with underage?
He was doing that. I'm willing to say that this is
illegal.
Fact of what he did.
It's illegal.
It's against the law. Should
but
it be?
You're not willing to say if it's good or bad.
It's not that kind of
show. The show doesn't take a position. We're certainly not saying it's good.
You're like Jay Leno on The Tonight Show. Is he a Republican? Is he a Democrat? We don't know. We're trying to have fun.
We talk about show business. It's not like we don't want to get into these debates.
That said, he is on commercials.
He is a celebrity.
He does commercials, which is a part of show business.
Sure.
Yes.
So he is a showbiz personality.
This might freak your bean. I read an article saying, how come everybody's so mad at Cosby and not as mad at Jared?
Because Jared, he said he was guilty and
he's
going to prison.
Because he's white. Oh. That's why.
Oh. Yeah, that's the article.
Because he's young.
So, yes.
Yeah.
It's an ageist thing.
Because he's so young.
Because he's young. He's young and people are like, oh, he's a young guy. Like,
yeah. Trying to do it with other young guys because he's so young.
Was it guys or was it girls?
Again, we don't like to get into these debates.
Yeah, yeah. We don't distinguish between that stuff.
I think it's more wrong if it's a girl. But
I think it's more wrong if you're an old black man.
I don't know about that.
I think that's what we're saying.
That is a position I am willing to take.
Right.
You mean like Bagger Vance's
dad?
Yes.
No, talk about Bagger Vance's dad.
Never mind.
Yeah, he was barely touched upon in the film, but
a
clearly
big part of the backstory.
Influence.
Big
yes.
part of the backstory.
Yeah, and it was sort of implied that he's magical, and so why does he have a dad? But
that's true. It's like he's born of magic from a spell.
Well, that doesn't necessarily mean he doesn't have a dad. I think you're leaping to a conclusion that is not necessarily.
Speak on that.
Well, I am. That's what I just did.
I'd like you to.
And furthermore, that's my position on that.
Thank you guys so much for coming on the show. Scott, what did you get paid per episode on
The Brink?
A lot.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's your rate now?
A lot.
Are you offer only?
When I negotiate,
A-A-F-E-R?
I always say, and I say in third person, Asif Manvi would like a lot. And then you can add more if you want to.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You could try it. I mean, yeah. Asif Manvi would like a lot
Tempt
more.
Tempt me with more.
That's what I think is the negotiation strategy.
Where are you on the call sheet? What number?
I'm not sure I'm on.
Is that why your name begins with two A's? So you go first.
It's first alphabetical.
Well, as we all know, the call sheet is by list of importance. So where are you? What are you? Two, three?
I don't think I've seen a call.
You've never looked at your call.
Do you just show up?
I just show. They just tell me.
That's disorganized.
It is not organized. I will say that it's basically it's chaotic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Uh-oh.
Hello. Wow.
That's starting to juice me up.
You look really juiced.
You look juiced.
That is getting me starting to get juiced hearing you say that.
Do you mind sitting back down?
No call sheets on a set.
There's no call sheets. You just show up basically when you want, and then they just shoot whatever is there. A lot of it is improvised.
Yeah.
There's no real script, actually.
I'm getting pumped.
Right?
So, remember that song?
I don't, but that's...
Oh, okay.
Who does that one? It's,
Get out.
We're not allowed to... Sorry. We got in trouble for doing the songs.
Yeah, too long.
Licensing thing.
At this point, they're just noises.
I feel like you just made a lot of noises. You did not actually sing a song. That wasn't a
Oh, no. You definitely heard this. No, Asif, I didn't do that. I did Varoomza and Kukukukabooja.
Yeah.
Hey, you! Call 911!
Right. It's similar to having, I feel like having a seizure.
Oh, yes. Well, and would that be the ultimate chaotic act? Everybody listen to Hollywood Handbook again next week. We're coming back and we're always good. Could you please, please show up again? It's Facebook. It's on the iTunes web. And don't also forget to watch Asif and his movies and Scott.
Go on the forum. Send us money in the mail.
Do it. Cash tags.
And I love. And I
did
love.
Did we ever
you.
Finish your negotiation?
Oh, right.
You guys can continue to do your show for free.
Okay.
And we'll continue to pay for
you
it.
You did say that we would make more money at some point. Doesn't that imply that we've been paid in the past?
That's true. That's a good point. You can make some money if people listen to your show on Howl.
If we start inviting people to the office, can we get part of the door?
You mean the physical door?
Yes. If like we the doorknob? Start, if we just start I saying the when the record is. Yeah.
You guys, I like you.
Whoa.
I'm uncomfortable.
That's a bad
not
sign.
This was a bad
The minute that you hear I like wife. You, it means you've lost the negotiation. You have failed.
I'm a fan. I like
I'm
you.
I'm a fan. I like these are all very bad things to hear.
You are a drain on our pocketbooks. Here, if I may be kind.
Well, that's honest.
Yeah.
That's honest.
And, you know, the fact that you continue to have a show baffles, you know, the bean counters.
Yeah.
But,
well, it's supposed to get less popular for 2 years from when you start, from your initial episode numbers, which were great.
Uh-huh. Right.
And then couple years later, it starts to go back up again.
Staying power.
Yeah.
James Caan gives a great speech in Way of the Gun about how when you see a grizzled old man broken down, the one thing you can know about him is that he's a survivor. And that's how I like to think of our podcast.
Mm.
Rent Way of the Gun. It's probably on Amazon. Or Howl?
Yeah, Way of the Gun is on Howl. Christopher McQuarrie's debut film.
The
director of the current Mission Impossible.
Stopped it from being a director for like 15 years. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Great film. Sarah Silverman in the opening scene. She's an Earwolf favorite. So yeah, check that out on Howl.
Sweet.
Yeah. Great.
Baez.
He said Baez. We're this is it.
This has been an Earwolf Media production. Executive producers Jeff Ulrich and Scott Aukerman. For more information, visit earwolf.com.
Earwolf Radio. Boom.com. The wolf dead.
That was a HeadGum podcast.